Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
KER Politics, segment one. We're going to take a couple of segments here, at least one segment, and we're going to talk about why we are really conservatives as opposed to progressives. There's a very solid reason for that. We just want everybody to know where we're coming from. Jimmy Warner, why don't you start out?
You bet, Al. You know, so I was 19 years old in 1980, and Ronald Reagan was running for president.
Yeah.
That was my first election, first time I voted in November 1980. And my family, the circumstances that I grew up in, were very different than what you would think is a typical conservative. My mom was on, food stamps. She was a single mom with four kids when I voted. My dad left us when we were 12, and, you know, lived in kind of almost like with almost a commune with our neighbors and friends down the street that were in the same situation. Of course, this was in the, in the 70s, 60s and 70s when things were kind of weird anyway. So, I had a tough childhood growing up. And what I realized is that I could be complaining or blaming anyone else about my problems in my life, or I could go ahead and make changes for myself and make a better direction for my life. And so I started, working on that. And I got in trouble when I was in high school. We had no money. I wore the same shirt every day my entire year of seventh grade. And, that just doesn't help when your relationship with people, girls, that type of thing, when you're just thinking about that stuff. So I went to work at 15 as a carpenter, and I worked my way through both high school, doing outside work experience, and then working my way through as a carpenter, and then worked my way through college. And I joined the Army at 19, just after Reagan was elected, but Jimmy Carter was still president. And I was very involved and watched what was happening in the world and the world around me, and I just didn't think that anybody owed me anything. And that's the foundation of my beliefs. And then it expands out to, I developed a sense of faith that there's something more important than just my own, financial status or my own, my own personal issues. There's something bigger out there. And those were the two basic principles that got me started thinking in a very conservative way. And, we have a choice. Most Americans have a choice. I truly believe that most of us down deep are actually libertarian.
Yeah.
We don't want someone to direct us and tell us what we want, what we're supposed to do, that we want a better life for our families, that we want to be able to improve ourselves, that we want good job, and we want to be able to go as far as we want, in our lives, either financially, spiritually, or, just emotionally with our friends and relationships. I think it's crushed when somebody starts believing that the government is there and responsible to take care of you. And I think that's exactly what's happening with all the homeless situations, with the drug addiction, many, many things that are problematic around our nation, is a fundamental belief that somebody owes you something, or somebody, the government is going to take care of you. And that's a completely different philosophy than what I developed and evolved over my lifetime.
I respect you for that, Jim. I mean, I've known you for a long time. You were a neighbor, and you became a really good friend. We started doing radio together when you lived just down the street from me. And I have to say, I parrot pretty much all of your views. There's no question about that. The only difference, perhaps, and I know you feel this way also, but I've got some real strong moral values, and I don't like the way society is going from a moral standpoint, and that's the main reason that I am conservative. And I have to say, I have to say that I am probably a tad bit more independent than you are, but I have the same philosophy that you do in terms of what's important in life. And going back to the 1960s, when I was still in high school, I really developed some strong moral values. And I don't think that those moral values exist today in our country. And quite frankly, Jim, that makes me very sad. You have any questions you want to ask me, or should we just wrap on ahead?
Well, I think this is a good transition, because I do believe
yeah.
I have a sense of faith, and that there's something bigger watching over us, and that is directly related to your belief that there's a moral boundary out there that we shouldn't cross. We should live in certain ways.
I agree.
And the way I look at it philosophically is that civilization and man has developed over millennia, right? And those basic principles of moral values have been successful in making a better life over time, because we started following principles and rules that were based on, you know, you want to call it religious, you want to call it faith, but there are basic rules out there that you didn't steal from others, you didn't just abuse others, that you didn't take someone else's wife, you know, basically the Ten Commandments,
yeah.
you know, and those made our culture much better. And then when you have this transition to Christianity, when Christ comes and says, hey, look, you can be forgiven. It's not just the law, but it's actually a faith in something bigger, and the potential for forgiveness if you can come off of your sins and you can actually do well. That started a direction that has actually brought us to where we are today as a human race, where the basic principles are about how do we take care of each other better? How do we respect each other and not use power to overcome others?
Yeah.
And this is a big difference, I think. If you think the government is responsible for you, you're allowing someone else to take that position of moral authority. You're allowing a government entity, another human, to have moral authority over you. And when you give that moral authority to someone, their morals may or may not be solid. They may not be the same as yours, and they may actually come back and attack you for it in the future.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, Jim, I have to say one thing. I don't believe in judging other people. I think that God is the final judge. And
that's
consequently,
right.
with some of the things that are going on in society right now that I really, really do not support, my only theory that I can have, I think things are getting so messed up in society that the only way that I can keep a straight head is to say, you know, God's going to judge everybody. I really believe that. And at that point in time, I think things will change once people realize that, if they ever do. Go ahead, Jim.
You know, there's three basic principles that are in that Declaration of Independence
right.
that I really respect. Life, the ability to live your life without the threat of violence, political violence over your head.
Yeah.
Liberty,
yeah.
the ability to think and believe or not believe, if your choice is there, without the threat of political violence or government violence over your head. And pursuit of happiness, the ability to improve your life and your family's life without the threat of violence or government intervention over you. And those are the founding principles of this nation. They have become the founding principles for most of the world, but there's a struggle against that right now. It's a struggle against the Constitution. It's a struggle against morality, and it's a struggle against individual power and the government power. And that's why we're in such a difficult position right now.
I agree 100%, Jim, 1,000%. Listen, we got to take a commercial break. I wanted everybody to know, since you are a pretty outspoken person, where you're coming from. You guys, stick around. We'll be right back.